This course was produced by Now You Know Media. Lectures are about 25 minutes in length and are designed to fit conveniently into your daily routine while commuting, exercising, or at home. We search the world for trusted expert presenters, record them in our studios, and deliver their knowledge to you whenever and wherever you desire. We invite you to visit our website, nowyouknowmedia.com, to explore our newest programs. Your presenter is Dr. Richard Isaacson, MD. Dr. Richard Isaacson is an award-winning professor, an Alzheimer's clinical specialist, and a leading expert on Alzheimer's prevention. He serves as Associate Professor of Neurology, Assistant Dean for Faculty Development, and Director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic in the Weill Cornell Memory Disorders Program at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. His research on neurology and medical education has been presented internationally. He is the recipient of several awards, including the 2013 PAF Award for Teaching, the highest teaching award for faculty at the University of Miami, and the 2009 AAN A.B. Baker Teacher Recognition Award from the American Academy of Neurology. A graduate of the accelerated six-year B.A. M.D. program at the University of Missouri Kansas City School of Medicine, he completed his medical internship at Mount Sinai Medical Center in Miami Beach and a residency in neurology at the Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center of Harvard Medical School.
Lecture 1. What is Alzheimer's disease? Definition, statistics, and public policy. My name is Richard Isaacson. I'm a board-certified neurologist and director of the Alzheimer's Prevention Clinic at Weill Cornell Medicine and New York Presbyterian. While there, I'm also an associate professor of neurology. And today we'll be talking about Alzheimer's disease. You may have heard about the term Alzheimer's, and sometimes people think that Alzheimer's and dementia are synonymous. However, let's take a deeper dive and review some introductory definitions. First off, Alzheimer's disease is the most common neurodegenerative dementia, meaning as a person ages, the brain degenerates over time, and changes happen in memory, thinking skills, as well as other behaviors. Other aspects can also change, such as sleep patterns may shift, or depression may occur, or anxiety may occur as well. Now, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, while by far it is the most common form of dementia, in fact, 60 to 70% of the time a person is diagnosed with dementia, the underlying cause is Alzheimer's disease, there are several other causes of dementia that are important to consider. For example, pseudo-dementia of depression. People may have depression and may not have the ability to remember things. However, what we realize is that people with depression may not be able to pay attention to things as well as they used to, and thus, instead of having a memory problem, they're having an attention problem, hence it being called pseudo-dementia of depression. There are other varieties of neurodegenerative dementias. These may include frontotemporal dementia and dementia with Lewy body as the two most common. There is also a very common condition called vascular dementia. Vascular dementia is caused by vascular disease that affects different parts of the brain due to problems with the blood vessels. So a person that has dementia may have Alzheimer's and most commonly does have Alzheimer's disease. However, there are a variety of other causes. And in future lessons, we're going to discuss and review the different ways to diagnose, manage, and work up these conditions. Now, when it comes to Alzheimer's disease, the key characteristics that most people think of are losing memory, progressive short-term memory loss. Now, this can be exhibited by a variety of occurrences. For example, someone may forget their keys, lose their cell phone, forget where they parked the car. These are common things that happen with aging. However, when someone progressively declines, loses the keys and never finds them again, parks the car somewhere and is completely unable to find it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?